President Bush campaigned in Mississippi over the weekend for Haley Barbour, the Republican candidate for governor. Barbour formerly chaired the Republican National Committee and was responsible for raising campaign money and handing it out to Republican candidates. His long, close connections to the National Party have attracted numerous prominent Republicans to help him campaign. But Barbour's connections also are the target of Mississippi Democratic incumbent governor Ronnie Musgrove. Musgrove is attacking Barbour for his lobbying activities and portrays the Republican as a Washington fat cat out of step with the people of Mississippi. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
As a brilliant red sun sets over the Mississippi Sound, several thousand people line up at Pascagoula's waterfront city park for a taste of politics and barbecue.
See the reds down here? Move on down the line and get fed at the shed.
Republican Haley Barbour is counting on rallies like this one on the coast to fire up the GOP ranks and ensure a good turnout in tomorrow's election. And he's introducing star power to help.
A genuine hero to us all, indeed the man I think of after September 11th as the mayor of America, Rudy Giuliani.
Giuliani returned the compliment.
And I'm the one that's really honored to be here to support Haley Barbour for governor of Mississippi, because I know what a terrific leader he has already been for our country, for our party.
Barbour is credited with helping to orchestrate the Republican takeover of Congress in 1994. Earlier, he was Ronald Reagan's political director and now lobbies for a who's who of Fortune 500 companies. So why does a man with such credentials and friends in high places want to leave his powerful lobbying firm in Washington, D.C. to move into the governor's mansion in Jackson?
Our state's been going backwards the last 4 years. This is my home. This is the place where I hope my boys will get to live their lives like I have and their grandparents did. And when you see your state going backwards, not reaching its potential, then you look for somebody to help. And when there was nobody else who was willing to run, then Marsh and I came to the conclusion it was just time for me to give back.
Mississippi's economy has suffered, and job losses are a paramount issue in this campaign. Barbour is quick to blame Democratic Governor Ronnie Musgrove for the economic woes, but Musgrove TV ads are just as quick to blame Barbour.
Washington lobbyist Haley Barbour helped Mexico steal Mississippi jobs, and tobacco companies poison our kids. Washington lobbyist Haley Barbour, wrong for governor, wrong for Mississippi.
Musgrove is working hard to win over working-class voters who don't identify with Barbour's high-powered Washington lifestyle.
Good to see y'all. You doing all right this morning?
I'm doing fine.
Trying not to get over here and mess y'all up here.
At a Delphi Automotive Systems plant near Jackson, Musgrove moves quickly through the machinery, shaking hands and hugging necks as he promises workers he'll fight to keep their jobs from moving to Mexico.
And that's just a philosophical difference that me and my opponent have. He is for all this free trade stuff. I'm saying it's killing us, and we need to stop it. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Musgrove says the race is not about who's got the most political friends, but who best understands what Mississippi needs.
Well, I believe the choice is very clear. A governor who has been here working and fighting for the people, working to put Mississippi first, or a Washington, D.C. lobbyist who has represented countries and companies that don't care about us, don't care about Mississippi, our families, or good jobs for our people. In fact, he has made millions of dollars representing countries and companies that have actually hurt Mississippians.
But that's not the way everyone here sees it. Jeffrey Rupp is mayor of Columbus, Mississippi.
It's kind of funny. We always applaud people who are, you know, self-made men. And certainly Haley went to Washington and became very, very successful. And now he's being criticized by the opposition for that. And I think that's a little hypocritical.
Mississippi depends heavily on federal spending, getting about 30% of its budget from Washington. Rupp says his city is dependent on a local Air Force base.
It's about connections, and having that connection and being plugged in is going to be a real plus, and Haley has those connections.
Those connections include close ties with the Bush family. Supporters note that when Barbour places a call to the White House, he gets through, not put on hold, not put on a callback list. Whether he's talking to the president or eating barbecue with Mississippians, Barbour's southern charm seeps through.
Hey,
good to see you. Howdy.
Hey, how are you doing?
Thank you.
Jeff Jobs.
Thank you. Thanks for the feed. It's good.
Good to see you, old friend.
I saw your mama somewhere a few months ago.
Barbour grew up in Yazoo City. a small farming town known as the gateway to the Mississippi Delta. At the Kudzu Corner Market, a Yazoo City sandwich shop, Haley bumper stickers are stacked on the counter next to a basket brimming with fresh baked brownies and chocolate chip cookies. Owner Alan Ramsey is one of Barber's biggest cheerleaders.
He's a homeboy. How would you expect us to feel about him? Feel real good about him. Haley's lived his whole life here. He's never moved away. All of his kids were raised here, educated here. He traveled to Washington Monday through Thursdays and Fridays, but never bought a home there, never moved in. His wife's always been here. So Haley's a homeboy.
But just a few blocks away, opinions are different. At Brown's Car Wash, retired auto worker Ollie McGee says these are bleak times in the Delta, one of the poorest regions in the country. He's skeptical that Barber's political connections will help much.
He ain't never did nothing for Yazoo City. And he ain't going to do anything for us. That's the way I feel about it.
It's not surprising that black voters like McGee aren't warming up to Barber, or any Republican for that matter. Like most Mississippi elections, race plays a major role. Most whites vote Republican, and most African Americans vote Democratic. One of the main issues that has racial undertones here is the state flag. The Mississippi flag design includes the Confederate battle flag emblem. Governor Musgrove helped lead a failed campaign to change the flag, a referendum that broke down along racial lines. Now, Barber's ads attack him for it.
And our state flag, he fought to get rid of it.
Rising crime, record job losses, attacking our flag.
That's exactly what I've done as governor, and I'm proud of that.
We can do better.
This is the most expensive governor's race in Mississippi history. The candidates have spent more than $16 million, four times more than Musgrove and his opponents spent last time. And Musgrove won that by the closest margin in state history. So close that the race was sent to the Democratic-controlled state legislature. By all indications, the Musgrove-Barber battle could be just as close. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.